The Power of Positive Thinking is one of the first books of its kind to explain how changes in your thinking can influence outcomes that you at first thought to be inevitable, which makes it a really good read. The book has sold at least 5 million copies following its publication and continues to be widely read. Even if you might not find all of the author's arguments convincing, you will nevertheless understand how self-confidence, a focus on positive outcomes, and an appreciation for the people around us are essential ingredients for a happy, healthy life.
Key idea number one, believe in yourself. Why self-confidence leads to success.
Feelings of anxiety and inferiority are like a modern plague. Many people are overwhelmed with them rather than actively fighting to change it. If you want to change your circumstances, you have to change your thinking instead of accepting your situation. One way to do this is by visualizing the possible positive outcomes that you want for yourself, and then visualizing your problems. When you compare the two, they seem smaller and more easily solvable.
Key idea number two, give and take. How caring about others will make them care about you.
The desire to be appreciated is fundamental to our human nature. We are social animals who need companionship. And yet, so many people seem to care only about themselves. As a consequence, many also suffer from the feeling of not being wanted or needed by others. Think for a moment about the people you really like. Do they talk about themselves all the time? Or do they show an interest in you? They probably show interest in you. And you should do the same for them. When you think positively about others, show them that you care about them and what they do, who they are, etc. Then they will want to be friendly with you in return.
Key idea number three, not alone. Why you shouldn't face your problems on your own.
When you feel depressed and burdened by your problems, do you ever think, no one in the whole world ever had the same problems as me? While it certainly might feel that way, this kind of thinking is actually an illusion. Millions of people out there have the exact same problems. But there is wisdom in this bit of truth. Just imagine, there are people who have overcome every conceivable difficult situation, and even when they felt hopeless, they found a way to carry on. Negative thoughts, hopelessness, and isolating yourself mostly lead to unhappiness and failure. What's more, sometimes our sense of self-importance can make us feel as if we are carrying the world and all its problems on our shoulders. But if you make every problem your own, then you're less likely to solve any. Trying to solve everything leads to tension and a lack of concentration. Combat this stress with meditation or methods of reducing tension. In addition, you can delegate tasks and organize yourself in order to achieve better results and better health.
Key idea number four, attitude. Why your own thoughts are the key to overcoming your problems.
Have you ever felt completely overwhelmed by all your problems? While some of them might be really severe, it's your attitude towards those problems that is of the ultimate importance. If you live your life with a focus on positivity and the search for inner peace, you'll have enough energy to overcome whatever is worrying you. Fears, worries, and other negative thoughts can impede the flow of your mental power. So try to discard them before they have a chance to sink into your subconscious while you're sleeping.
Key idea number five. Don't worry, be happy. How you can overcome the destructive and unhealthy habit of worrying.
It's only natural to feel worried or insecure. However, while worrying about things like money or health is understandable, it is also unhealthy, as it is the source of many physical and psychological diseases. For example, the stress from worrying can lead to higher blood pressure, lower life expectancy, or even arthritis. Breaking the habit of worrying is surprisingly easy. Simply rid your mind of oppressive, negative thoughts. If you can imagine a worry-free life, then you can live it.
Key idea number six. Give yourself a break. Why you need to make the conscious choice to be happy.
Modern life can be exhausting. In fact, many people destroy themselves emotionally and physically in their attempts to keep up with the swift tempo of modern life. As a result, sleeplessness, stress, and headaches have become common for many. Today's accelerated pace of life can lead to serious emotional illnesses, such as chronic fatigue and frustration. It's therefore important that we are able to find strategies to deal with the stress and anxiety that are part of modern living. For instance, by taking the time to go out into the woods in order to relieve tension. Happy or unhappy? If unhappiness is chosen, it can lead to a loop. Seeing everything negatively will again produce unhappiness. Let's choose to be happy then.
Key idea number 7. Never lose heart. Why you should always try to see the positive even when facing problems.
When confronted with difficulties, how we handle these obstacles is determined by our attitude. If we believe them to be manageable, then they will be. Rid your mind of negative thoughts. Focus on the achievable. You may not find a solution on your first attempt. However, often there are even several different solutions to a given problem. With a clear mind focused on the positive, you stand a much better chance of succeeding. Just give it a try.